Brad Davidson. Morning, Davo.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good. We're just talking about Brock Ryan early this morning, mate. Unbelievable performance.
Yeah, gee, wasn't he outstanding there on the weekend? I know Hughie Bowman also got a treble there on Saturday, but no doubt he was the star of the show, Brock. I mean, the way he rode that track on the weekend, the track played superbly, I thought, as well. Good credit to the track staff there. But, yeah, I mean, his rides, I thought his ride in particular, guys, on No Compromise, you know, they took off early there on Montebot there to try to make it a real staying test, and Brock sort of saw that and seized the initiative and took off a bit earlier than they did on Harpo Marks and was able to get that gap on that horse and a few others, and that was the difference there. Brock Ryan just taking off at the right time, and yeah, he just rode full of confidence there on the weekend, and first time a treble to start with, and then first time four winners in the city. So terrific day for Brock Ryan, and I'm sure he won't forget it for some time.
Chat returned and we had the better of all time legend.
He did, yeah. He was very good there on the weekend. A few of the owners reminded me over the weekend, guys. We must have put him in the sin bin last week. They went last preparation. They weren't too happy with that. So well done to the connections and well done to Chad. He was very good there in the July sprint. It was a race that, it looked like all-time legend was going to dominate up on speed. But Chad just getting back onto that dry track, he was a good fresh winner last time in, and he was able to come, scoot home over the top there to get the job done late. So really impressive return by him over the 1,100 metres. He'll get a bit further than that, no doubt. And I think the key with him going forward, guys, is just trying to keep on those good tracks. He's a much better horse on top of the ground.
What about trainer Jack Duncan? Lucky to be alive after having that heart attack up there at the Doondon on weekend.
Yeah, you're right, Loz. It was pretty scary. Obviously, the race is put back there as that scary incident after basically the first race. He had a heart attack near the tie-up stalls there, and it's just very lucky that it happened at the races where the Ambo was on course and able to get to him straight away. So I think the initial thoughts were everyone was, fearing the worst, and then he's had surgery now. He's resting up in hospital. He'll stay there for 4 or 5 days, but the news sounds a lot more positive. So good luck to Jack on his recovery there, and just lucky that he's still able to fight another day, and hopefully be able to get through that and back to training soon.
What are we following out of the meeting?
I think it's a genuine winter meeting there on the weekend, guys, but I thought the run of Ventura Ocean and even Poetic Charmer were both pretty good there in the last race. It was a race where the leader dictated and Frosty Rocks and held on. They didn't go very fast at all in the early stages, so I thought a horse like Ventura Ocean, first up from a spell off two wins in Brisbane last preparation, I thought he did enough there through the line to suggest he's in for a nice enough preparation if placed right at this time of the year.
Who are you forgiving out of the meeting?
Yeah, there were a couple there with genuine excuses. Arousal was one of those, dropped out badly there in the fillies and mares race, and she pulled up 2 out of 5 lanes, so she didn't look like everything went well there. So fingers crossed it's all okay and she can bounce back. And Smart Image was the other one, guys. This horse was heavily back there on Saturday and just did not show up at all. And the reason for that was cardiac arrhythmia. So we put them in the forgive file all the time because that's when the heart's out of rhythm. And when that's the case, they just don't go at all. So he's a complete forgive. And the good thing about cardiac arrhythmia is they can bounce back the next start. So hopefully the horse is all okay and we'll see him in a few weeks' time.
Okay, text here, had a bit of cheddar on Cisco Bay and didn't watch the race. Account reads 0. What went wrong? Alex from Wagga asks.
Yeah, he's too disappointing, wasn't he? There was good confidence there from the camp as well. They were pretty bullish that he was going to run very well there on the weekend, but just didn't quite finish it off as well as others would have liked, I think, particularly those who backed him. So a little bit disappointing. I've never really pegged him as just a wet tracker, and I was a bit firmer there on the weekend, but not really using that as an excuse, just saying he just probably wasn't at his best there on Saturday.
And asked Davo about Trumbull, if it's okay. Looked to be tracking into the race nicely, asks the Wood Duck.
Yeah, they couldn't really, I don't think, find anything. So we'll have to just wait and see how he sort of pulls up. But definitely too bad to be true there because we know he's a very nice horse and there was no real explanation there. And I think they're going to follow up in the next few days, and he'll have to barrier trial as well. So look, just sometimes horses don't turn up at the races, but look, let's just hope Trumbull's all okay, and we can see him back to his best next start.
Good on you, Dave. Have a good day.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.